Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Government reduces central excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre, raises state's commercial LPG allocation to 70%, shields 140 crore Indians from global oil prices surge amid West Asia conflict. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman dismisses lockdown rumours, calls reports baseless. Centre ensures enough fertilisers in the country, says domestic urea production surges from 230 to 315 lakh metric tons over the past decade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with chief ministers on West Asia conflict to review states' preparedness and plans this evening. US President Donald Trump extends deadline for Iran to open Strait of Hormuz till April the 6th. And Balendra Shah takes oath as Nepal's youngest prime minister. The central government has reduced the central excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre each for domestic consumption. In a social media post, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the decision has been taken in view of the West Asia crisis. The minister said this move will provide protection to consumers from rise in prices. She further noted that duties have been imposed on exports of diesel at 21.5 rupees per litre and on aviation turbine fuel at 29.5 rupees per litre, which will ensure adequate availability of these products for domestic consumption. The finance minister added that the government is ensuring there is no price hike in petrol, diesel and even aviation turbine fuel, ATF. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman said, keeping the West Asia conflict situation in mind, the prime minister held a meeting in which it was decided there should be no shortage of petrol, diesel and ATF and their prices should not be increased due to the global situation.
Honorable Prime Minister, despite it being Ram Navami, called a meeting of all concerned and today we have announced a decision whereby we will be giving support to the oil marketing companies so that they can import the material and not really, even if it is imported at a higher cost, the common citizen will not have to face any increase in the price of petrol or diesel.
The central government has also decided to increase the commercial LPG allocation of states to 70%, with 20% allocation given to industries such as steel, automobile, textile and other labour-intensive industries. Announcing this in a social media post, Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the move aims to ease the supply of commercial LPG. He added that priority will be given to those industries where piped gas is not a substitute. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said the government has chosen to shield citizens of India from the sharp rise in international crude prices amid the ongoing US-Israel-Iran war and disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz by taking a hit on its own finances rather than passing the burden on to consumers. In a social media post, the minister underlined that the government has taken a huge hit on its taxation revenues to ensure that the very high losses of oil companies, approximately 24 rupees per litre for petrol and 30 rupees per litre for diesel, are reduced at a time of sky-high international prices. Mr. Puri said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government, in keeping with its commitment over the last 4 years since the beginning of the Russia-Ukraine conflict, decided to take a hit on its own finances again to safeguard its citizens. Amid rising international crude prices triggered by the West Asia crisis, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's swift and decisive intervention to protect 140 crore Indians from the price and supply shocks amid the West Asia crisis impacting energy and commodity markets. They noted that at a time when several countries are compelled to increase fuel prices, this move underscores the government's proactive approach and a steadfast commitment to public welfare. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said the primary concern of Prime Minister Modi is to ensure that common Indian citizens do not face difficulties in their daily lives. Speaking to media in Parliament premises, Mr. Rijiju called the move to reduce excise duty on petrol and diesel unprecedented. He said members of parliament, as representatives of the people, are also expected to welcome and thank the Prime Minister for this step.
On behalf of the public, I would like to thank the Prime Minister for taking such a big step in this difficult time. This was not an easy step to take, yet he has shown how to act in the interest of the public. The PM had clearly stated that there should be no panic or hoarding as the situation is under control. In the all-party meeting, even opposition MPs appreciated the government in a way and also assured that they would support the government's decisions.
Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has clarified that the rumours of a lockdown in India are completely false and there is no such proposal under consideration by the government. Meanwhile, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has also dismissed reports that suggested the government could consider a lockdown-like measure. Finance Minister called such reports baseless and said there was no such move being considered.
Some leaders are saying there will be a lockdown, there will be shortages of LPG, shortages of diesel and so on. These are absolutely baseless, and remarks such as these coming from leaders in political domain is really worrisome. Instead of keeping people together in confidence and giving them the assurance that the central government and state governments are working together, there shall not be any lockdown.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with chief ministers of all the states through video conferencing this evening on the West Asia conflict to review state preparedness and plans. Sources said the meeting will focus on ensuring coordinated efforts in the spirit of Team India. However, the chief ministers of election-bound states will not be part of this meeting due to the enforcement of the Model Code of Conduct. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi had made a statement in both houses of parliament over the ongoing conflict in West Asia and explained India's position on the issue. He had said the government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. He had informed the House that India has expanded its energy import sources from 27 countries to 41 countries over the past 11 years, thereby reducing dependence on any single region. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The government has said the domestic urea production in the country has significantly increased from 230 lakh metric tons to 315 lakh metric tons over the past decade. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers J.P. Nadda said several new fertilizer plants have been established in various places including Gorakhpur, Sindri, Barauni, Ramagundam and Panagar since 2014 to boost production. Mr. Nadda said the government has taken several steps for a balanced use of urea and to reduce import dependence. He said that soil test-based fertilization is being actively promoted through soil health card scheme.
Many steps have been taken for a balanced fertilization and reducing the urea use. And for that, scientific nutrient application, according to the study of Indian Council for Agricultural Research, which promotes the soil test-based fertilization. And also, for this, we have also introduced the soil health card for the farmers. And approximately 24 crore farmers have got the soil health card.
Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel has said India currently supplies nearly 30% of the generic medicines globally, which reflects the country's growing role in affordable healthcare worldwide. Replying during question hour in the Lok Sabha, the minister said India remains the pharmacy of the world and the largest manufacturer and exporter of generic medicines. The minister said under the Indian Medical Council Regulations 2000, all registered medical practitioners are required to prescribe generic medicines and follow rational prescription practices.
Under the Indian Medical Council Regulations 2002, all registered medical practitioners are required to prescribe generic medicines and follow rational prescription practices. The government has put in place a clear rule requiring doctors to prescribe generic medicines and is also working with state governments to ensure stronger compliance in public health facilities.
The government has said that crop production in dry land and rain-fed areas has recorded an increase of up to 82% due to focused policy interventions, research and development initiatives. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the government has laid special emphasis on the development of dry land, which had remained largely neglected earlier.
We are working on how we can use each and every drop of water in the right way so that our dry land farmers can grow their crops well. The nutrients which are needed accordingly, that much use of manure should be made. We have decided to do intercropping and our government is working to promote organic farming.
In Uttar Pradesh, the festival of Ram Navami is being celebrated today with religious fervor. The main attraction of the celebration is in Ayodhya, where Surya Snan took place at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple. A report.
More than 10 lakh people are in Ayodhya today to celebrate Ram Navami. Devotees are taking bath in Saryu River and Ram ki Pedi before doing darshans of Lord Rama. Various kinds of Ram bhajans like Bhai Pragat Kripala, Deen Dayala, Kaushalya Hitkari are reverberating in the city of Ayodhya. At Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, after Abhishekam of Lord Ram in the morning, the Surya Tilak took place in the Sanctum Sanctorum at exactly 12 noon when a beam of sunlight fell on the forehead of the deity for approximately 4 minutes, creating a divine and historic spectacle. After that, 56 offerings were made to the deity. The temple is open for darshan till late night to accommodate the large influx of pilgrims. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered prayers to Lord Ram and witnessed the Surya Tilak ceremony at the Ayodhya Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir. While extending greetings to the countrymen yesterday on the occasion of Ram Navami, Mr. Modi in a social media post said the life of Maryada Purushottam, filled with sacrifice, austerity and restraint, is an inspiration to confront every situation with full strength. He said the ideals of Lord Ram will continue to guide not only the people of India, but all of humanity for eternity. U.S. President Donald Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz to April the 6th. In a social media post, Trump said he will hold off on bombing Iran's energy plants. Meanwhile, the U.S. president stated the relationship between India and the United States will grow even stronger in the times ahead. Trump said only he and Prime Minister Narendra Modi are the two people who always get things done, something that cannot be said for most. Balendra Shah, the parliamentary party leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, took oath as Nepal's youngest prime minister today. The 35-year-old RSP leader was administered the oath of office in secrecy by President Ramchandra Baudel at the president's office in Sheetal Nivas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mr. Valendra Shah in a social media post. The Prime Minister said he looks forward to working closely with the Nepal PM to take India-Nepal friendship and cooperation to even greater heights. On the third day of the Khelo India Tribal Games currently underway in Chhattisgarh, competitions in swimming, weightlifting, hockey and football are being held today in Raipur. Meanwhile, wrestling events are also commencing today at Ambikapur, the headquarters of the Sarguja Division. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim for today. The weather agency predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, Telangana and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government reduces central excise duty on petrol and diesel by 10 rupees per litre, raises state's commercial LPG allocation to 70%, shields 140 crore Indians from global oil prices surge amid West Asia conflict. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman dismisses lockdown rumours, calls reports baseless. Centre ensures enough fertilisers in the country, says domestic urea production surges from 230 to 315 lakh metric tons over the past decade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with chief ministers on West Asia conflict to review state's preparedness and plans this evening. US President Donald Trump extends deadline for Iran to open Strait of Hormuz till April 6th. And Balendra Shah takes oath as Nepal's youngest prime minister. With that, we end the midday news.